So, Lee, what if I'm not a great salesperson? Will this business opportunity, being a Business Radio X studio partner, still work for me?
Yeah, I think this is one of the kind of one of the benefits of being part of the Business Radio X network and being a studio partner in your local market. You don't have to really be a great salesperson because the selling happens so elegantly, and it doesn't require that kind of classic, work through these talking points to move people to a close. Like, you don't have to work that hard. Everything kind of leads itself to the next thing because it's so well designed from an experiential standpoint. Anybody that's been a guest, it's so easy to get them to, number one, to take a call to say, I like to frame it as just explore ways to work together. And explore ways to work together isn't really necessarily selling them something. It's just to see if there's ways that you can symbiotically kind of work together to help each other's cause. And in some cases, it is trying to sell them a show or a sponsorship. But sometimes it's also of, hey, you know, if you've got something happening later on, we'd love to have you come back in 6 months or a year to come back and continue to tell that story. Every person that goes through our process is going to leave wagging their tail, and they're going to be happy they were part of this. And they are going to want to come back at some future point to continue to tell a new story that they're, you know, up to. So I think the selling happens very elegantly. It's very well designed. We have specific processes in place that make it very easy for anybody just to kind of gradually invite someone to participate and buy something from us, number one. And also, we have a great community of people that are doing this work already. The studio partners in other markets are so generous when it comes to sharing who they've sold something to or how they've sold something to somebody else. So if you are talking to an accountant, there's somebody in the system that has sold something to an accountant, then they'd be happy to share with you, hey, this is how this accountant leveraged the platform. Maybe your accountant can do the same thing. And that social proof of having already kind of a library full of sponsors that are in a vast variety of different industries and businesses for you to lean on and to say, look, this person is doing what you're doing in this city. Of course, it'll work for you in our city. So I think that combination with that great kind of generous community that we built and having a service that is so geared to serving other people and to holding other people up and supporting and celebrating their work, that just inherently builds some reciprocity where this person you've just interviewed wants to help you, that is looking for ways to help you, makes it very easy for our studio partners to sell somebody something, even if they are not a classically trained salesperson or even if they're not even a great salesperson.
Well, at the risk of sounding a little bit immodest, I actually think I am a good salesperson, and I have some track record and experience and results that would suggest that that's true. What I never was and I never enjoyed before I found Business Radio X, I never was good and did not enjoy prospecting. I always found that a challenge. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like the positioning that I was able to accomplish when I was trying to just get in front of people. So the prospecting void is what it filled for me so well, because once I started working inside the Business Radio X system, it's such a different level of positioning. It's so much more elegant. It begins with serving first. And when I am in some sort of networking situation or even just kind of a one-on-one conversation, I am able to invite them to come on a show to talk about their work, to share their story and promote their work. And that positioning is so different than, hey, let's have a cup of coffee, or, you know, let's talk about each other's businesses or what have you. And so when I sit down and decide, okay, I want to build relationships with this type of person or this very specific individual, when having this tool available to me and reaching out to them to invite them on a show, I mean, that is worlds apart from what everybody else can do and is doing in terms of their prospecting. And then, like Lee said, yeah, the rest of it, I think it probably helps if you have some solid sales mechanics. And I mean, we try to offer a lot of that in our BRX Academy. But man, it's the prospecting is what is such a gift to me.
Right. And that's where having a lever that you can pull that's going to work, you know, 60, 70, 80% of the time, that you have a way to reach the people most important to you, to invite them on a show, like a machine that you know that if I do this on Monday, I'm going to have a guest by the end of the week. And you know that if I do that 10 times, I'm going to have at least half of them come on the show. What other business has that type of a machine that is enabling you to reach the exact people you want to reach just elegantly without being salesy by serving them first, by inviting them to be a guest on the show? It's just really remarkable that we've been able to kind of crack the code when it comes to this side of the business. So if you can do that right, just imagine how successful you can be in moving some of those people to becoming, you know, revenue producing clients within your studio.